Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Dr. Shannon Fisher, who is the director of the Water Resources Center here at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be with you today.
It was interesting. I saw in today's edition of the local newspaper, the Mankato Free Press, that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has released a very new report that talks about nitrates in the Minnesota River watershed, and it looks like it's not very good news.
No, the Minnesota River watershed has the right soil types and the right land use that makes it a strong candidate for nitrate loss. And there's a considerable amount of nitrates coming off of our production lands that is making its way into the surface waters and eventually all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. And the federal government, through the Environmental Protection Agency, has called Minnesota out a little bit on this and said, you know, something's going to have to be done. The challenge with nitrates is that, unlike phosphorus that tends to bind to soil, nitrates readily infiltrate right down through, and so we leach a lot of nitrates into the groundwater supply, into the surface water supply. They're making it into the tile systems, for example, and finding their way into the river systems.
And of course, we see that in the fall, the anhydrous ammonia tanks, they're going around and they're basically recharging the nitrates in the soil, which then with a very wet spring like we've had this year, you can tell it's all been leached out because the corn is all kind of yellow.
Well, and that could be. The yellowness could also be coming just from simply too much moisture. But we have moved a lot of water through the tile system this year, and you're correct, there's probably been a fair amount of nitrate loss associated with that.
You mentioned the tiles, and that's another thing that's sort of problematic because it hastens the drainage, doesn't it?
Well, there's a lot of debate about the mechanisms of getting the water from the landscape into the river systems, but I think we have to assume that the tile systems are playing some role in that. We just don't necessarily have agreement on how much of a role.
Sure. And of course, we should mention that in other parts of the state, pollutants get into the watershed in different ways. Obviously, up in northern Minnesota, where there's forestry or mining and those sorts of things, it's a kind of a different animal altogether.
Yeah, that would be correct, because the nitrates, or the natural background of nitrates in the soil, is not always necessarily that high. And so when you have water moving through the landscape in a forested area or an area that's got a considerable amount of wetlands, the nitrates just don't tend to be an issue.
Right.
Whereas when you have farm fields, for example, where nitrates are being added as part of a fertilizer regimen, then you tend to run into problems.
Well, I appreciate your time, Dr. Fisher, and again, thank you for being on today's program.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.